Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In verse 19 and 20 in the fifth chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus says, "Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." So after addressing one of the charges against him in the previous verses, that Jesus was a lawbreaker, Jesus turned on the scribes and Pharisees to insist that adherence to all laws, great and small, was essential to one's entrance and position in heaven. Apparently, religious teaching in Jesus' day had a kind of hierarchy to it. Some commands were viewed as essential to uphold, such as Sabbath restrictions, whereas other rules, other commands could be amended a bit or entirely overlooked. One of the classic examples that Jesus addressed was the temple and synagogue practice of allowing Jews to forego their responsibility to provide for their parents in their old age as long as they made a generous financial contribution to the religious establishment. In the teaching that followed, Jesus' instruction is actually far more rigorous, if you read it closely, than Levitical law. Jesus' expectation was that following and teaching others to follow the precepts of God are essential to a life that is pleasing to the Lord. In fact, Jesus indicates in the passage that the legalism engaged in by the scribes and Pharisees served to bind people, whereas Jesus' understanding of the spirit and purpose of God's law was to free people for loving existence with God and with one another. Now, Jesus' assertion in this passage is that adherence to and the teaching of God's law allows access to the realm of God. In Jesus' continual effort to help connect people with their God, Jesus knew, as you know, that fidelity to the instructions of God was a way to a deeper union with the Lord in this life and apparently in the next. To live by God's commands, to allow the laws of God to inform one's life, to live trusting that God's rules are, in fact, set in place for our well-being and flourishing, well, that allows for a dynamic, meaningful, and impactful existence. And for people who dare to live by the designs and desires of God, who choose to intentionally follow the leading of the Lord, there is an awesome discovery and realization that the ways of God really work. This works. God's outline for life is not restrictive. No, but it's life-affirming and life-giving. To choose to practice the precepts of faith and to teach others to do the same is so much more rewarding and freeing than trying to figure everything out by oneself. Often learning through trial and error and receiving the painful education offered by the school of hard knocks. As Jesus began to transition his sermon into a series of commands of his own, he wanted his listeners, I think he wants us, to understand that a life lived in fidelity to God's will and desire brings us closer to the Lord. Fulfilling commands set in place for our own good and the good of the world just has a way of bringing us into closer union with God. The kingdom of heaven, the very realm of God, is accessed through obedience. So the question I hope you'll wrestle with is simply this. Why do any of us so often choose to make your own way instead of prioritizing the ways of God? And today, as a way of practicing obedience, as an opportunity to practice obedience, when you're asked to do something today, particularly something that you lack interest in or feel as if you don't have time for, set whatever you're doing aside and choose to simply fulfill the request. Doesn't matter who makes the request. Just fulfill the request. Do as you're asked to do with good cheer and resolve. Practice obedience. Let's pray. Lord, we too often chafe at commands. We don't like being told what to do and what not to do. We like to feel free to do as we please. And yet, Lord, our choices haven't always met with the results we've desired. Our relationships are more challenging than we'd like to admit. Our work feels laborious and lacks meaning. and our sense of purpose and our enthusiasm in life, Lord, and in the activities we engage in are often dampened. Lord God, we want to be invigorated. We want to live in essential ways. We want to feel close to you. As we delve more deeply into Jesus' sermon and the directions and decisions he encourages us to make, we ask, Lord, that you would build in us a resolve to try to practice what Jesus preached so that we might live as he lived, as he lives, living well right now and dwelling in your eternal realm forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.